Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan as we move into hour number 10 of the 12th annual Peace-a-thon live at RJ Dukes in McKinney. And right now on the D&M Leasing Hotline, we bring to you Dallas Wings General Manager and Executive Vice President. It is Kurt Miller. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, guys. An early happy Thanksgiving to you all.
Indeed, indeed. Thank you for joining us. The Wings get the number one pick yet again. How did you celebrate?
You know, a big night for us. I was with my assistant GM, and we were in Dallas, and we celebrated the night away with that back-to-back, and hopefully last time in the draft lottery.
Right, right. And, you know, I saw, I think it was Maddie who said this after the lottery win, that the team wants someone who wants to win. How, whenever you're scouting, how can you determine who really wants to win versus who has won? Because there's plenty of people at the top of this draft, they've won, and I'm sure everybody likes to win. But, like, what's the difference between that and somebody who's like, no, I have to win?
Yeah, it's a lot in the draft. It's a lot of interviews, but you know, for us, it's building in that locker room and then building onto the court. So we're trying to bring in great quality character people that contribute to the culture that we're creating. We have this young, great core. Paige, had an outstanding rookie season for us. So we're trying to add to that, but we're looking for really competitive, hungry people that want to do something that hasn't been done in Dallas, and that's bring a championship to the Wings.
I'm always kind of curious because, like, you can see this with the Mavs, too, right now. Whenever you have a pick that high and somebody that is that talented and the whole universe of your team and organization can revolve around them, do you feel more pressure to make sure you build something special for them?
You know, certainly she's a special player and such an integral part of this franchise moving forward. But she leads so well by example and is so unselfish, and it's all about others and never about herself. And so Paige, as much as anyone, wants to continue to bring great players into this franchise and wants to recruit like crazy for us in free agency. So it's such a great young superstar to build with. Plus we still have great other young players, and we have a longtime star for us who's been the face of the franchise for a long time, and Arike Ogunbowale is still with us too. So it's an exciting time. I know it was a disappointing win-loss record for us last year after all our injuries, but it could be a really, really special bounce-back year for us.
Yeah, I think Kevin and I both saw some promise in some of the things
for
that
sure.
we were seeing and developing. You know, we definitely still had thoughts on the defense, and you know we'll get that turned around. That's a coach's new goal. We talked about him about that with him whenever we had him in studio a couple weeks ago. He was awesome. I really enjoyed that conversation. When it comes to, you said recruiting like crazy for you, I'm interested in how a player does that. She's got very deep ties. I remember when we had her on, Kevin, she was like, you know, with UConn connection.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people. I have a lot of people to look up to. Where does that recruitment bone come from for her? Is it just the connections, or she's like, no, I know what this team needs?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of everything. It's obviously her pedigree. It's the way she approaches the game that people want to play with great players. Our game on the court trickles down from the NBA, the G League, Euro League. Well, the same as you see in the NBA over the last handful of years, is people are teaming up and forming super teams and forming these great, you know, top two or top three. And you're really seeing that in our league, that players are teaming up to play with other great players more than ever. And we're entering this unprecedented free agency coming out of hopefully a soon-to-be-ratified CBA. And when we do, it's an unprecedented free agency that nearly anyone off the rookie contract is a free agent this year. So you're going to see players teaming up with players and going to those teams to form what they hope to be super teams. And Paige is a magnet, and is, you know, Paige will attract players that want to come play with her and certainly form something great here in Dallas.
And that's a really fascinating description, because does that make this not only the most prosperous time in the history of the WNBA, but because of those same things, maybe kind of the most tumultuous as well? Do you think that is a fair way to describe it?
Yeah, I think it's fair. You know, there's a lot of unknowns, and there's a lot of unknowns, and in my DMs are going crazy. We have 5 months until the draft, so we're super excited to have the number one pick. But we have a long time, and everybody's already creating narratives on who we're going to take. Well, we have a couple other big moments before that. We have an expansion draft where we have two teams coming into the WNBA with Portland and Toronto. We're going to lose players that you don't necessarily want to lose in an expansion draft. And then you got that unprecedented free agency before you even get to the draft and we get the number one pick. So a lot of big moments coming up. Obviously, all of it on a little bit of hold because of the tumultuous negotiations going on right now with the CBA, but really exciting on the horizon when we get by that and we inch closer to the 26th season.
I know Kevin has some CBA questions, but I want to know, who's DM'd you the most? Who's been reaching out the most, trying to figure some stuff out?
What's that? One more time?
Who's been DMing the most? Who's trying to figure some stuff out there?
Oh, well, there's certainly fan bases of different players.
Okay.
And I think there's some operative fan bases going on trying to convince us to take someone so a player drops to them in the order of the draft. So it is wildly entertaining, the amount of social media.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save.
Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Information going on already on who we're going to draft. And I just have to laugh at it. But it just shows how much our game continues to grow. It's amazing the amount of social media traffic about the draft that's 5 months away. It is truly something that we haven't seen through the history of the WNBA, and it's fun, and it continues to show our growth.
I think you're spot on with that. It is the minutiae and speculation that lets you know that your product is a hit.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's how you know that you've really hit it to the big time. Now, I am not trying to start any narratives whatsoever, but is it fair to say that this upcoming draft, as opposed to maybe the last couple, it is not as much a league-wide, clear-cut number one pick?
Yeah, I think it's very fair that the last couple drafts with Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers there was a clear consensus number one. In no way does that take away from the great players that are going to be in the 26th draft. It's just not so clear cut. And adding to it an expansion draft, adding to it the unprecedented free agency, it is a little bit unclear on what everybody's going to do. And one of the things that I shared the other day, and then people took it and ran, that my phone, even with all the uncertainty, even before we had won the draft lottery and secured the number one pick, started to receive phone calls from other franchises saying, if you get number one, would you be open to trading it? And it's really interesting that those phone calls started when we have so much uncertainty already. And when I shared that, it went crazy already that, oh, gosh, they might trade the pick. I'm just saying there's more phone calls because of the non-consensus number one, because people realized Indiana was not trading the pick for Caitlin Clark. Dallas was not trading the pick for Paige Beckers in the past. So it'd be fun. As a GM, those phone calls are always great because it gives you a lot of optionality and you have to listen to everything that comes across your desk.
Now, this feels like a unique potential situation for me, but you might be like, not really. It happens quite a bit. Paige and a potential high pick, potential top five pick in AZ Fudd, they have been public about their relationship. Does that social situation complicate the draftability there at all? Or are you like, that's just not a factor?
Yeah, it's something that we aren't going to address publicly. And obviously, that went public, but it won't be anything that we ever address publicly. And all those things typically play themselves out in the long run.
What a player like her, though, how would she kind of fit in with what this team does well?
Oh, yeah. Can you speculate on all of the top picks right now? I actually would be pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I think that there's been a very strong narrative out there that five or six players have really separated themselves very early in the season, and we know other players will play their way in, and the order will change, and speculation in these mock drafts will change over the next 5 months. I think there's a great variety of players at the top of this draft, from point guards to true centers, and everything in between, including shooters and slashers. So I think it's a tremendous, tremendous draft, and we're all at the top of the draft going to add a really, really good player to our teams and as we build into this 26th season. So without speculating on the top five or six and everything that they bring, they all are special and unique in their skill sets. And what I think is interesting, it runs the gamut all the way from point guard through the wings and guards all the way to a true center.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's
a valid point right there.
Absolutely. Now, moving to another topic, and I hope there's not too much speculation involved, and if there is, I understand. But formally or informally, how does the WNBA work with Unrivaled, and is that something that the new collective bargaining agreement will have to address?
Yeah, I can't speak on the collective bargaining. I will just speak from my lens is there's a balance. There's a balance coming out of a long WNBA season that we want our players to rest and recover. But then also there's a desire for them to continue to work as they prepare for the next season. No better way to prepare than to compete against other WNBA caliber players. That could be overseas, that could be in domestic leagues like Unrivaled, like Athletes Unlimited. So, you know, I'm supportive of that, but there's always got to be a balance for our players in the offseason. They have to get rest. They have to be recovered before they start again with these other leagues, and then ultimately gearing up towards an April training camp for the WNBA.
Well, we appreciate the time, and also y'all's team has been very generous to us the last several years. We got a Paige Bueckers autographed jersey. That is package number 92 for people checking it out today as we raise money for My Possibilities and the Sandlot Children's Charity. Thank you very much for the time and all the info.
Thank you guys for having us, and again, happy Thanksgiving, and I bet 92 is going to be a big, big hit for you guys today.
There you go.
I love it. I love it.
The Paige Bueckers authentic autograph jersey. We got it from the team. And that is Dallas Wings general manager and EVP Kurt Miller. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. I kind of wanted to switch it up just a little bit because Derek is here. Alec is here. We haven't gotten to
talk. I'm here. Hey, Corey.
Yeah, thank you, Alec.
Corey,
I appreciate you remembering that I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have okay, but you've been involved in more of these conversations.
Oh, okay. I got
kind of want to open
that pizza, though.
I kind of want to open it up, chat with them a little bit, and then spotlight a couple of auction items.
Heck yeah, let's
as
do
well,
that.
If we can. 105thefan.com/peaceathon, and then you're only about 20 minutes away. Brett Breaker is going to be joining us as well on Peace-A-Thon. We will continue next on Peace-A-Thon 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.